Hello, loves. Welcome to I Am Love Podcast. I'm your host, Saida, and today's episode is 3 steps to improving your life. But before we get into that, I want to say Happy New Year, because this is the first episode of 2019, and I want to update you guys on what's been going on. So for 2019, we started with a self-care challenge. I think it went really well. People were traveling and with their family and partying, yet they still had time to participate in the self-love, self-care challenge. And I think it went pretty well, being that it was a very busy time of the year for people. But it was all email automated, and people can go back and review over the emails and take those tips into the new year. So I thought that was great. As far as for me personally, and why I didn't have 2 episodes for the first 2 weeks of 2019 is because my daughter got sick on New Year's Eve. I got sick a little bit later after, and in between that, I went through a breakup. So that self-love challenge, poured all in to my first 2 weeks of 2019. And since then, I've been going through just a lot of purging the old emotions and habits of 2018. I think that soon I'll be getting into the groove of, you know, what I want to incorporate into my self-care routine. As far as my health, my physical health is really important, and what I'm eating. That's something I'm taking away from our challenge that we had in the beginning of the year. And so getting back into yoga, I think, is going to be huge for me, and Zumba. So let's get into today's episode. 3 steps to improving your life. I wanted to really think about my whole journey and put it into like practical steps, and group them together as nicely as possible. So I got it all into 3 steps. Setting yourself on a new path, getting out of the old, coming into the new, accepting yourself for who you are, and shedding the parts of yourself that isn't you, and becoming your authentic self. So how do you do that? And these are the 3 steps that I'm going to recommend. So first is to cut illusion. So this is a time when you wake up. You're more self-aware. You're mindful. You see the truth. You take the little blindfolds off and you see life for what it really is. Not only life within your home, within yourself, and society. So first is cut the illusion. You start asking yourself questions like, why do I feel this way? Why am I going through this? Why am I with this person? Why is my family like this? Why are my relationships like this? Why is society like this? Why is our government like this? Like, you start to wonder why, and you start to seek answers. And so you get tired of the same old saying. You know, when you wake up and you go on dates every Friday and you eat the same foods and you go to the same places and you see the same people, like I like to say, stop walking around like a zombie, and you really start to be more consciously aware of everything within you and out and external. So first is cut delusion. The second is heal and release. So I combine these together because you could heal from it, start to heal, but then you get stopped. Some people stop because you don't want to let it go. Therefore, like, you go through the cycle. This is where the cycles start to come in, the emotional cycles. You have to heal, which means, you know, acceptance, understanding, maybe changing your perspective, not to take certain things personal. You know, everyone has their journey and they're going through things, and some people are a little bit more further down their path than others. Some people are zombies, so therefore they're not consciously aware of everything or even care to know. Therefore they don't see that they're going through the same things over and over again, or they're repeating a family generational curse or society curse, or going through what society wants them to go through, think, or behave like. You know, so when you're asleep, is what they like to say. I say walking around like a zombie, then you're just not conscious, you know, and some people aren't aware. but now you are, you're going to start to, you need to start to be a little bit more sensitive to people in their journey. And I don't mean accept them for who they are, but that doesn't mean that you have to deal with the shit, but, you can choose to, just accept people for who they are. When you start to like become more consciously aware, please don't try to make other people conscious like you. Either they are or they're not. Some people probably are not meant in this lifetime to be open or be conscious, and some people are. So just find your tribe, you know, because if not, you're just going to exhaust yourself trying to get people to be like you. And you're going to come to understand that when you start to be more aware and you start to go through your healing process, that the people close to you, you start to fade away. And that's natural. You could do as much research online about it, you know, spiritual awakening or, you know, self-love journey, personal growth. You know, you just can't make your family and your friends and the people that you see every day grow at the same pace as you. Healing also matters as far as like your childhood wounds. That's very important. That was definitely important for me in my journey, is to heal my childhood wounds. Abandonment, rejection, was huge. Abandonment definitely was huge. And have my journey is everything about self-worth and self-love, so those things were really crucial. Forgiving my father, forgiving my mother, for she wasn't very emotional and she's still not. And I think we've had conversations about it, and she was like, well, that's not how I grew up. I didn't have that, so I didn't know to do that. And you know, you get a little bit more, I feel, compassion. You have a more sense of compassion for your parents. When you start to think about, some people don't question themselves why. Some people don't seek help outside of themselves. Some people don't seek a higher power, you know. They just try to deal with life the best they can. And so through that, you're going to start to seek forgiveness within yourself and other people. And then, so we have first was cut illusion, second heal and release, and third is create anew. And this is the fun part, because when you're going done with all that healing and purging and identifying, it's very emotional, it's very draining. You will find that times you cut yourself out from the world, because it's a lot emotionally, especially if you're an empath. Healing and releasing was the most painful and draining part of the process for me. And it made me way more of a sensitive person to everything outside of me. And then, when I got into creating anew, the beginning is actually, I felt, in my experience, it was like a resistance, because everyone around you and that's close to you, they'd be like, okay, in a lot of communities, they say like, you're acting new, but really you're creating anew. You're getting to your core, actually. You're shedding out all that shit that was fake, and you're really actually getting to your core. Like, your beliefs, your boundaries, what you want, the behaviors that's more authentic, more you. Before, because I remember someone said that to me, like, so new people are getting the fake you. I know you for who you are because the person knew me for like 10 years. And I was like, well, did you ever think that you got the fake person and the new one is getting the actual me? And that was like a mind blown right moment, because that really what it was, is a lot of pieces of me that I've shared with the world and with myself was fake up until I took off the blinders, seeing myself and life for what it really was, started to heal, started to grow, mature, and cut off the pieces that were my parents and society, their agreements or opinions of who I should be and how I should be. When I started to shed those skin, I should say, like a snake, then I really metamorphosed up into a phoenix. And so a lot of what people have experienced prior to that was, to me, not authentic. And so if they're getting the mouth and the no, I'm not going to take any bullshit, and me speaking up, that's the more authentic, because those are the things I wanted to say, and I was scared to say how I really truly felt, and I was scared to truly cut people off, and I was very scared to set boundaries, because I thought, one, I wanted people to like me. I didn't want to lose everyone close to me, because I barely had anyone as it was. But when you find true love within yourself and you are your own best friend, yes, there's some lonely fucking days, but I attracted some really great people to me, who love me for who I am, who accept me for who I am. There's so much respect that those old people, I'd be like, who gives a fuck if you're here or you're not, because I don't want nobody who loves me conditionally anyway. So I have felt a lot of resistance in creating my new, which is new, old, authentic self, really getting into my authentic self. There was resistance, but there comes a time when there's this calm, like the clouds, the gray clouds are moving away. The sun is shining, your light is beaming, and you just feel comfortable in your fucking skin. When you walk outside, you feel comfortable. When you talk to someone, you feel comfortable. When I went on interviews, like, I was confident before. I never got uncomfortable when I was interviewing. But there's just this sense of being confident of who I am. And I'm much more vocal of what I want. Like, I had an interview not too long ago, and I let them know, like, I've been doing this work for many years, but literally what's going to make it or break it in an organization, if I stay long term or if I not, if I don't, is how people like treat each other and the energy. If the energy is bad and people treat each other with disrespect, I'm gone. And I said that right in the interview. I did get an offer right on the spot. So when, like, and I think it's because of this whole solar eclipse and all sort of whatever's happening in the cosmos. I think something about Leo. I catch it here and there. I think it was a Leo full moon. By being authentic, being who you are, not walking in fear, which I'm still mastering, just so you know. I'm not boss bitch all the damn time. Like, I get fearful, especially in relationships. That's something I'm mastering right now. Like, I went through a breakup, and I really didn't want to break up with him, but I had to, because he wasn't for my future. Like, okay, we're figuring this out, seeing how this is going to go, but hey, you're not communicating, you're not doing things. It's like a lot of red flags. Like, I can't, if you don't communicate, oh, that's number one for me, because communication is extremely important to me. I usually fall in love with someone's mental before anything else. So if that doesn't sustain, nothing really does for a long term for me. So it's like, I'm getting tested in my relationships. That's the part I haven't finessed. But I'm vocal. So baby steps. So yes, you know, and have fun with it. You know, have fun with creating the new, have fun with the new life, have fun with the new beginning. That's what I love to say about spirituality. They always say, like in tarot, new beginning. There's an end of a cycle and there's a new. And have fun with this new. If you're still in the beginning, you're in the cutting illusion, or you're in the healing and releasing, please keep going, because you will get to the last stage, and that's the new beginning. And I'm in the beginning of it. The sun is shining and I'm starting to walk down that path, and it does feel good. It's a little lonely, but my friends are very supportive. My community is very supportive, and I just gotta like toughen up through the lonely nights. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, it's not always gonna be that way. You know, eventually I'll meet the person that I will fall in love with and build my family. But until then, I got a business to run and a kid to raise and money to make and start traveling. That's something that's on my 2019 plans, and start working out and losing weight, because I need somewhere to put this energy. And I just want to feel better. I'm tired of being like tired. I'm exhausted. But if anybody who's a single mom understands, like, you're exhausted. So yes, that's my ramble. Gosh, that's how it is when I haven't talked to you guys in like 2 weeks. I've written articles, of course, through the last 2 weeks, but I haven't talked to you guys in 2 weeks. I'm sorry. I definitely can't promise I wouldn't do it again. Because if I'm sick or if I'm not in a good emotional state, I'm not going to talk to you guys on this damn podcast. I'm letting you know that right now. Like, I'll go in the group and talk to you, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to talk to you so much. Like, I'm in hermit mode. I don't want to talk so much when I'm in hermit mode. You know what I mean? So I'm on shutdown mode, and that's natural because, you know, I'm starting to like pay attention to myself, my emotions, and take care of myself. So I'll write an article. I'll go in the group and write a couple things and talk to you guys, but I might take a hiatus. But if you're in my community, you're gonna know. Like, everyone knows what I was going through. Everyone knew I was going through a breakup. Everybody knew I was sick, and they were like, "You got this. You got this. You're a warrior, girl. Keep going." So if you're not in my group, please click the link below of Self Love and Personal Growth. It's free. It's on Facebook. Like, join us. We're growing every day. I want to thank everyone in the group for the last 2 weeks. You guys motivated me so much. You were so supportive, and I appreciate you so much. And, you know, a breakup sucks, especially a breakup when you're sick. So I'm so excited about like the group. I'm just so much love in that group, and I appreciate it. And I know other people have been purging. The beginning of 2019 hasn't been easy for everyone, especially if you're a water sign. And if you're an air sign, you've been in your head, because every single one of my Libra friends have been in their head for the last 3 weeks. Please know, talk to somebody, talk to us in the group. You'll get through it. The sunny days will appear. Trust me. Just work through it. Purge. Don't fight it. Go with the currents. Don't clash. And you'll make it out the other end. Trust and believe. So, until next time, peace.